Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Are hosting the Stars, and then they play back-to-back games. They're home tonight, and then they're in the desert in Glendale taking on the Coyotes. And to give us perspective on this two-game set in 2 days is Adrian Dater of ColoradoHockeyNow.com, brought to you by Bud Light. Adrian, hey, let's just start with the good news for a lot of people out there, at least those with DirecTV, like our man Nick over here. What can you tell us about the altitude deal that went down last night?
Well, I mean, I know I can't see it still. I'm a Comcast customer, so yeah. One down, took two to go, I guess. But, yeah, a deal struck last night. DMAC back on. They say it's a multi-year deal. We don't know what the terms are of that deal, though, so I think there's still some unanswered questions about that. And, you hear some rumors about what kind of deal they really did get, but I guess the viewers don't really care. They're back on DirecTV and starting tonight. So that's good news. That's good news for them. I mean, I think this TV thing really hurt their sales, their fan, or everything. I mean, I think it's hurt. And, they have to do something. I don't know what the terms are exactly, but, and they're not forthcoming with those. I have not heard, let's put it this way, I have not been texted by anybody from Altitude or say, hey, we got what we wanted. We got a deal we needed, so we'll, again, the viewers don't really care. They can see the ads tonight without feeling like criminal, at least it's your DirecTV customer.
Well, and not to dig too deeper into it, because ultimately it's about watching it, and Comcast does control a huge chunk. I've heard as much as 65% of the Denver metro area, so it's still not like a perfect situation, and everybody should keep in mind that AT&T owns DirecTV, and so it's not without the realm of possibility that this is a power play, and perhaps, as we saw with Root Sports that carried the Rockies games, they seamlessly transitioned to AT&T Sportsnet literally overnight, and there wasn't any kind of ramifications negatively towards the viewers. And Comcast, it's such a wacky world, because Comcast, while being direct competitors with DirecTV, obviously, they still have AT&T Sportsnet as part of their package. All these huge billionaire companies, Adrian, have to work together, right?
You're right. Absolutely. I mean, AT&T could take over the channel at some point. That's one rumor out there. The Rockies channel. There's a lot of rumors. We'll let them do what they do. I have enough trouble covering the hockey team.
Fair enough.
To know it's all about TV, but what happened to TV has happened to newspapers and music. It's kind of the Napsterization, Craigslistization of the TV sports world and in general.
Right.
To the Avalanche.
Well, Adrian, Looks like the Stars are they're about red hot right now, 4-1 in their last five games, and the Avalanche have been sliding just a little bit. They're still playing decent hockey, but 2-2-1 in their last five. How are you feeling about this matchup?
Well, I mean, I think it's a big game for the Avs. Dallas is still only 5-8-1, but yeah, they got off to a bad start. They came back from a 3-0 deficit the other night to beat Minnesota. That was real good news for them. They got that great first line, Ben, Sagan, and Radulov. So they normally are matched line for line by the Avs, especially on that top line. But with Rantanen and Landeskog still hurt, advantage Stars on that first line probably. I think it's a big game. I think the Avs need to find a way to win. They've skated off the ice with three of the last four games without 2 points. This is a home game before a two-game road trip, and I think it's important. I think they're going to need to do the all little things, of course, but they've got to get, if they get out to a quick start like they have been, they've got to not take their foot off the gas. They've been doing that too much. They're playing too much to the scoreboard a lot for the season, and they've got to stop that. They've got to have a good 60-minute effort. They've got Philip Grubauer in tonight. I think he's going to have to be on his A game tonight, but it's a beatable team. They if they take care of business, I think they can squeak one out tonight. But again, though, they are shorthanded, and that's just the way you have to play. You have to play more meat and potatoes hockey. They got to get better play out of that second line, especially Tyson Jost.
Adrian, with Rantanen and Landeskog out of the lineup, and I know we're really early in the season, how do you actually bounce back from this, and what other players can we expect to step up with these two players being out?
Well, they've got to get better play out of Tyson Joseph, that second line. He's the second line center. He started the season as a second line left winger. They moved him to third line center. Now with the injuries, he's back to second line. So he's got to step it up. You know, he had a hat trick about a week and a half ago in Tampa Bay. That was certainly a great night in his career. He hasn't done a lot offensively since. He was the third line center at the time of that hat trick. It's more pressure on him. You're only going to get so many chances to prove you can be a top six forward in this league. He's had a few, and to middling to poor success on that production wise. Another chance to establish himself that way, and that's up to him. And everybody knows it. So I think he's the number one guy that really needs to step it up.
All right, Adrian, we'll follow you on ColoradoHockeyNow.com. We love that. More people can watch the Avalanche on a regular basis and back-to-back games, right? Because they're down in Phoenix tomorrow night as well. So we
will be there.
Well, okay. Well, good for you. I'm glad you're bragging.
Yes.
But we
appreciate Mac.
We appreciate
the time.
No problem. We'll follow you on ColoradoHockeyNow.com.
Appreciate that.
See you, man.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.